It's AMPM Sports, ESPN 1005.com. I am Aaron Moret. Follow along on Twitter at AaronESPN 1005. At AaronESPN 1005. And you can tweet me with your thoughts and comments. Thanks for checking out the audio archive page today on ESPN 1005.com. Make sure you check out some of the other sections as well, not just my page. Here on AMPM Sports, all right, looking at a preview of the Milwaukee Brewers coming up this season. Now, this is from the Bleacher Report, and they predicted the National League Central Division, and they picked the Brewers to be in last place. Now, in defense of them, they made this prediction before the Brewers signed Matt Garza a few days ago. So this is without Garza, but they had an interesting take on the Brewers anyway. We'll get to that coming up in just 1 second. The Garza signing, you know, I really like it. And Doug Melvin was talking about his team and what it's going to be like for them heading into this season. Now, the first thing that he said, and this is from the Journal Sentinel, he made a comparison to the Green Bay Packers because the Brewers are looking to fill a spot at first base, and they had that with Corey Hart for a year after Prince Fielder left. But now Hart's gone. And with Hart injured last year, they just basically had an impossible time trying to find anyone to replace Fielder. And Melvin said it took 20 years for Brett Favre to replace Bart Starr. I hope it doesn't take 20 years to replace Prince Fielder here in Milwaukee at first base. However, Doug Melvin did offer a lot of optimism about his team heading into spring training as pitchers and catchers get set to report soon. Melvin said, I say 5 of our 8 players in the field are in the top 10 at their positions in the major leagues, and I would agree with that. They have some guys on this team. I'm not worried about the Brewers' starting lineup. You know, guys 1 through 8, guys that are playing the field. At catcher, you have one of the best in the game, Jonathan Lucroy, certainly one of the best hitting catchers in the majors. At shortstop, Gene Segura. Third base, Aramis Ramirez, who's a proven veteran. Center field, Gomez, and in right field, Ryan Braun. There are very few question marks about the Brewers in the field or at the plate. You basically know what you're going to get. Now, the couple of places that could be in question, obviously first base because they haven't settled on anyone there yet, and they've just brought in a couple of veterans who are over the hill, and Lyle Overbay and Mark Reynolds. So first base is a question. Second base, it's not clear yet who's going to be the starter there or what kind of situation. Is it going to be Scooter? Is it going to be Ricky Weeks? Is it going to be a platoon of both of them? There's a question mark. And the other question mark is in left field. Now, the Brewers obviously feel confident in Chris Davis being their everyday left fielder, because they took the bold move of moving Ryan Braun from left to right field to make room for him. But that's still relatively an unknown. But the one thing that I'll say, the one thing that I am happy is not a question mark for Milwaukee, is their starting rotation. Because before you have anything else, you need to have that. You have to have your pitchers in place, especially your starters. And with the addition of Matt Garza, I feel very confident, especially if the Brewers get into a playoff situation with the guys that they have at the top of their rotation. Garza, Loesch, Gallardo. And on top of that, a developing Willie Peralta. I think you have to feel pretty good about the Brewers starting rotation. I love the signing of Garza. Now, he's a 500 pitcher for his career, but his ERA is pretty good. And you have to remember that his ERA may be even lower for his career. It's like 3.85, 3.84, something right around that. His ERA may be better than that had he not spent a large portion of his career in a meat grinder in the American League, where you have the DH. ERAs are always higher, and specifically in the AL East, facing the Yankees, the Red Sox. So his numbers could be better than what they are. But I'm excited about the Garza signing. If we can, we're gonna have to have this page be refreshed here, and we'll look at what the prediction was for the Brewers as they were predicted on the Bleacher Report. Now, this again before the Garza signing, they were predicted to finish in last place in the NL Central this year. We have it up now. Pick the Brewers in last place at number 5 with no key additions. Now that changes because they have Matt Garza, but they see the biggest strength of the Brewers is to be strong up the middle, and we touched on that. They're strong up the middle because they have a good catcher in Lucroy, good shortstop in Segura, and a center fielder, Carlos Gomez. And they're strong defensively in all three of those positions. Gomez and Segura, both at the top of the league as far as defense goes in their positions. However, they see the biggest weakness as the bullpen. The bullpen is something that is always hard to gauge. Because you can have the same guys 2 years in a row, and they may perform completely different. It's very hard to judge whether or not a bullpen is going to be successful or not until you actually see them out on the field. But in their analysis of why the Brewers have finished last place, says the Ryan Braun fiasco is finally behind Milwaukee and the franchise can focus on baseball again. Unfortunately, the Brewers just aren't a very good team at this point in time. In the middle of the lineup, the Brewers are solid, but they don't have the depth to win enough games to compete. Group that with a relatively weak bullpen, and Milwaukee may have another long season in store. I wonder if the time that this article was written, if they would have had Garza, if you would have put him ahead of the Cubs. Because they have the Cubs in fourth place, which to me is ridiculous. How the Cubs could be ahead of the Brewers is nuts. So the ability to put runs on the board will be the Cubs' biggest challenge. Many prospects are on the cusp of a major league call-up for Chicago. But until they get there, the Cubs' lineup may struggle again. Okay, so they don't have the lineup. Would you take the Cubs pitching over the Brewers? No. There's only one team with the addition of Garza, assuming he stays healthy. There's only one thing... one team that I would put ahead of the Brewers in their starting rotation, and that's the St. Louis Cardinals. Because they got a lot of talent as far as their pitching goes. I don't know. I think with Garza, I think the Brewers compete for a starting or for a wild card. I'd have a hard time believing that the Brewers would be able to win the division. There's just too many good teams in the NL Central. Too many good teams. And I can't look past St. Louis or Pittsburgh. And Cincinnati's not bad either, but I think the Brewers could certainly compete for a wild card spot. And we'll have plenty of time to talk about that in depth before pitchers and catchers report and throughout spring training as well. But in week where it's been like 60 below zero once again, it's fun to talk some Brewer baseball. That's going to do it for today's show. Be back tomorrow. Talk more Super Bowl. Get you all set for the big game coming up on Sunday. AM PM Sports, ESPN 1005.com.